Yeah, no, that's to your point earlier, getting that information from someone who's walked your journey and your path, I think is so powerful. And, since it is Women's History Month and we are here highlighting women-owned businesses, there's no shortage of organizations, both governmental, community, that have these kinds of support services. In your experience, when you are working with your participants, how big of a difference is it when they see, a woman with your backstory or, some of your colleagues who may have similar journeys versus, just another person that gets assigned to help them, a case manager, for lack of a better word? How much of a difference does that really make on the ground?
It's a huge difference because, again, we all assume that we're the only ones going through whatever it is that we're going through. Whatever it is that we're faced with, we assume that we're the only person having to deal with that. So when one of our participants finds out that not only was I, a teen mother, that I put myself through college, I bought a home, I have a fantastic career, I did all of these things, it's very, very encouraging to them that they can do it as well.
Before I let you go, we do have kind of a timely topic to talk about, the Ember Project and your gala coming up here in the month of May. Why don't you give us a little bit of info,
Yes.
how we can participate if we're looking to support?
The Ember Project Fashion Show fundraiser will be held on May the 16th. Doors will open at 2 p.m. The show will start at 3, and tickets start at $25. We are still looking for another boutique or two, as well as corporate sponsors.
All right. Well, it sounds great. And if people want more information, whether they are pregnant themselves or they would like to be supportive for the fashion show, what's the best way to get in touch with the Ember Project?
The best way is either on social media or our website, which can be found at www.theemberproject.org.
All right. Well, Susan from the Ember Project, thank you so much for everything you're doing in our communities, and thank you for taking the time today.
All right. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.